wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. On the program today, just going to play back some interviews, great interviews during the week, and get you guys with some of the great basketball coaches in the area. Our show, of course, brought to you by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. Give them a call for anything you need, 454-3355. It is Gould Parts. All right, caught up with Pete Freeman, the head basketball coach out at Highland High School this past week, talking about their start and the rest of the season. Here's Coach Freeman. Petey, how are you, man?
Good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, Pete.
Fantastic. All right, talk to me. I don't see any stats up there, Pete. So
yeah, what's going on? What'd you do yesterday? Why aren't these stats on Max Preps, Coach?
They're statted. I'm just waiting a day.
All right. He doesn't want us to know who his secrets are. Pretty fun. Talk to me, Pete, about the difference in this team for the previous years. I mean, you as a coach haven't lost a league game in the time you've been at Highland High School. I think you're moving up on 50-some-odd games as a head coach in that, now they call it the 1A, 2A, 3A mile high. But this is a year that's way different from what you've had the past 3 years. I mean, it seems like the last 3 years, everybody shows up. You've got a ton of scoring back. You got a ton of your, you know, everything that you could imagine, it comes back to you. This year, it's not quite the same, is it?
No, it's a lot different this year. You know, I've listened to you guys before I got called, and, you know, last year we were a finished product.
Sure.
Going into March, you know, played UH well, and then went and played Manual, and I played great. It was just a game that could have went either way, and, you know, if we could have kept advancing, but we were as good as I thought we could be. And this year, we are a long way from a finished product, and it's just telling these kids, like, you know, every day we got to get a little bit better, and we keep preaching and taking small steps, and, you know, going to Florence last week, that was a big step of actually playing the varsity game for a lot of these kids, and then playing two home games this week. And now it's, you know, Liberty Commons a pretty good team this year, and that was a close game for a while, and we did a good job towards the end. And then, you know, you get Strasburg, Eaton, UH, the next three, those are steps. Whether we win or lose, you know, it's taking steps to get better.
Yeah, those are going to give you a great barometer, Coach, I think. And then with those games coming up. And then the Mile High League. Yeah. What's different this year about the Mile High League? I know Kevin Boley is now the coach at Denver Christian. Yep. Came from Legend High School. Has had a, you know, very successful year. So he's going to bring quite a bit of credibility back to that program.
Yeah, you know, DC's been as tough as a team that we've played over the last few years. You know, they took us to overtime the 1 year, and then we had them on our senior night, which we played. I don't know, we were pretty tough to beat that night. And then last year, you know, it was a battle. They really hung with us. They got a kid there was a leading scorer from last year's back in Bueller, and they've made the final eight in 2A two of the last 3 years, and they're right there in 2A. And yeah, that coach, you know, this will be the third coach they've had there in my 5 years, and all three of them had really good resumes and were really, really impressive coaches. So that game's always going to be tough. Heritage Christian's going to be tough. Dayspring always plays us really well.
You have kind of one guy back, Coach, that contributed somewhat last year. Let's talk about your roster a little bit.
Sure. So Colin Steinke, he broke into the lineup in 2020 as a freshman. As we got into playoffs and stuff, he kind of started playing a little bit. And then last year he was our sixth man. You know, played really well for us last year. You know, he also didn't have any pressure on him. He could come in and, you know, kind of take some gambles and try to get steals. And if he picked up a couple fouls, it was okay. And he could shoot open shots. And so this year, you know, even though he's back, it's a big adjustment for him. He's got the ball in his hands most of the game now, you know, trying to run the point guard. And so it's different. He's doing a good job so far. He's learning. I mean, it's a completely different role. And then so he's doing a good job. And then he's got a brother named Carson, who's a sophomore. Carson was on JV last year and really put up a lot of points. He was probably a varsity kid last year if we didn't have the roster we did. And he's off to a good start. And then Hyatt Toll, who's Bowen's brother, he's scoring about 15 a game for us so far. He's a guard. Bowen was a big. Hyatt's not quite as big. And then Jake or Hayden Roan and Josh Delaney and Ian Skanga are kind of doing a really good job of kind of being the role players that you need. And then I got a freshman that's going to be pretty good someday. He's pretty good now. It's Sawyer Morgan. He's Holden's little brother. He's a different player than Holden. He's a little bit more of a scorer, but he's about as good as a freshman as I think I've ever coached.
We're talking with Pete Freeman, the head basketball coach at Highland High School, of course. Pete, three games in, and you've put up at least 80 points in every game. 84 in the opener, 97 against Loveland Classical, and then 83 more against Liberty Commons. So the points are coming from somewhere. You talked about Hyatt getting 15. Is this surprised you that you guys are able to start from the get-go here and put that many points on the board?
You know, I don't know if it's surprising me. I knew coming in we had scores. We really do have just a couple kids that can score the ball. The big deal that we were working on and needed to improve on was running our system and playing defense. And you know, right now I've told all these kids and this next group of kids is fighting for playing time. I don't need scores. I need somebody to take care of the ball and play defense. If you can take care of the ball and play defense, you'll get some minutes on this team. But not real surprised on the scoring right now. I kind of thought, and we get a lot of possessions, and Coach Dick knows that too. You know, we get our scoring points are always going to be a little bit inflated, and our defensive points given up is going to be a little inflated because it's a lot of possessions.
Sure. That's you say a lot of possessions, and that's what you guys have done. Assist leaders almost every single season for the entire state. Your team usually is. Steal leaders for sure, and I say Highland simply plays great defense. They take the ball from you, and they make you pay at the other end. Still that same MO, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, that's the one thing. It is the same MO. It's the same game plan. You know, we don't get to recruit. We try to hopefully get kids in that can come play this system. But you know, it's the half court defense is. I've said this before with you, you know, Clark. You're going to win in March in the half court. You have to win in the half court.
Sure.
And, right now, you know, that team last year, the way we finished up, we were a really good half court defense team. And these guys are getting better, but there's still a lot of work to be done as far as our half court offense and defense.
Coach, is this a little deja vu of 3-4 years ago with just a lot of youth?
Yeah, you know, it is. And it's interesting. You know, my first year coming into Highland, they had a great year the year before. Efren did an awesome job, and they took third state and lost one game.
Yep.
And I come in, and they lost a lot off of that team. And it was trying to get a lot of those kids to buy in for a little bit of that season. And, yeah, we were young. I mean, you know, Tate was a sophomore, and Jason Holden were freshmen, and they were getting a lot of minutes that first year. And they grew and got better as we went, and you know, kind of went on a roll the last 2 years after that.
All right, games coming up this week, of course, as we said, the next two on the schedule, Strasburg tomorrow and then Eaton on Friday. What are you looking for? This is a staple with you guys. You're always looking to play Patriot League teams. And, of course, and then besides that, is there a chance that you can get out of this Smile High and jump up into the Patriot League?
So we're looking this week, you know, played the 3A team last week, played Liberty on Saturday. I really think Liberty is going to be in the middle of the Patriot. You know, Strasburg obviously is always tough. Kyle does a really good job there, and he always has talent. He always tells me, you know, I don't know this year, and he's always good. So, you know, just continuing to get better and playing against bigger teams and bigger schools and bigger kids. And then Friday is going to be a really, really tough game. I don't know. Hopefully play well.
And Coach, next year, has it been decided yet? Will you be in the Patriot League?
Yeah, well, so when they go six classes, Patriot splits, is everything I've heard. So we'll be the 3A Patriot. So
gotcha.
Which will Strasburg, be? Brush, Platte Valley, Liberty, Frontier, Estes, et cetera. I know I'm missing somebody, but that'll be the league.
Sure,
so,
sure.
All right, yeah. Pete, before we let you go, talk to me about leadership on this team. With this young team, who's coming to the forefront? Who's there for you that when they're on the court, you know they're in good hands?
You know, it's an interesting group because they're doing a good job. There is no one guy. Colton's doing a good job, and he has experience. We have one senior on the team. He's named Dean Skanga. He's also the FFA president, which is a big deal at Highland, and so he has leadership skills that he's been using, and he does a good job. And then Hyatt and Morgan, they saw their brothers lead this team last year. They know what it takes, and so they're very vocal as well.
Pete, have a wonderful day. I know you're busy. Thanks for jumping in with us.
Hey, thank you guys. I appreciate it.
And that was Pete Freeman, the head basketball coach out at Highland High School. Love talking Highland High School sports, but basketball especially for me. Love what these guys do, but going to be a tougher year for Pete this year. He's got a very young bunch of kids there. We'll come back, continue with the program in a second. University coach Bobby Irvin is next and chimes in. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program, Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts on a Saturday. Boy, it was fun this week catching up with the university head basketball coach Bobby Irvin. So much going on at university, just having a great, great run. Let's catch up with Bobby. Here's that interview. Coach Irvin, how are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, Bobby. Good to talk to you, man.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, quick start this year. 2-0, things out there rocking and rolling a little bit for you. Take us through the first couple of games. Prospect Ridge Academy, you guys beat by a final score of 74-67 to open the campaign. What'd you see from the kids in that ball game? How'd they open up for you?
I thought it was a really good first game for us and kind of a test. Prospect Ridge, I thought, was good. Came in and played well, but what I was proud of is our kids stepping up. Tate had 11 points, 8 rebounds, so not a bad game, but in foul trouble a lot of it. So I think he fouled out with 5 minutes to go, and we were behind by 2. So our other kids really came in and stepped up and did a good job and got the win for us.
Very nice. Then you guys go up against Roosevelt after that. Hearing Roosevelt's got some pretty decent talent as well, 65-50. You guys shot the eyes out against Roosevelt, shot really well from the field. So tell us about that ball game a little bit.
Yeah, Roosevelt, we said coming into the game that, you know, they just got done with football, but they were going to be scrappy, and they were. They came in and they gave us some problems with some of their pressure early. But we did shoot the ball well in the second half. We came out and we kind of pulled away a little bit and got another good win.
All right. As we look at the roster, of course, Tate Chacon, who can score 30 on any given night. You've got Cannon Padilla in there. We're going to talk to both of those kids a little bit later on. And then there's Desmond Williams. And first time I saw this guy on the court, I said, that's a basketball player. That's an athlete. I mean, he's built like a you-know-what. And for him so far, 15 points and 10 rebounds, he's looking at a double-double so far. So is he the one that, if you looked at him, said, boy, each year the ceiling gets higher and higher for him. He improves like crazy.
Yeah, I do, and I think that a good thing for Desmond is he's never satisfied. He works hard in the off season. He's gotten stronger, and he's worked on his game, and it really paid off. I thought in that first game he had 18 points, 13 rebounds, and so he came back, he had 12 the next game, but that game Tate had 31. So I think if those two, if they can get going, I think our other kids can feed off of them because they do a good job of, if they get double, they can hit them, and I think this year we can shoot a little bit better than we have in the past.
Coach, Desmond and Tate, you know, nice size guys, 6'3", 6'5", can kind of play anywhere on the floor. What's your other guard play like?
I think Cannon, just kind of a stopper, and he handles the ball, and his strength is he can get to the basket. And he did a good job of that in the first two games. Andrew Mendoza's averaging 10 points a game. And last year, just not a lot of confidence, and over the summer, he just did a really good job of getting better. So he's shooting the ball well. And then Arthur Zimmer, he played on the JV team, and we brought him up towards the end of last year, but he had a great first game off the bench. He had 18 and 4 3-pointers. So
wow.
I think that's going to help us too, coming off the bench with a couple other kids that do a good job of rebounding. And I think so far it's meshed, but we know it's only two games and we got a long ways to go.
Well, you have a tournament coming up this week. Tell us about the teams in that tournament.
Well, Alamosa's in the tournament. They've always been a strong 3A team.
They're always a state. They're always getting to the state tournament. Seems like they find a way.
They do. And on our side of the bracket is Alamosa. They've always been strong. So there's some good teams in it. We open with Windsor Charter. DSST is in it. And the Academy, which they've had good records in their league in the past. So there's some teams that are coming in that are good, and we know that if we want to keep having success, we're going to have to play good this weekend.
Bobby, where's the site for the tournament? Where's it going to be at?
It's at University. Oh. It's our tournament. So it's just an 18 tournament. We just run it as a bracket.
For those people out there, what time is your opening game, and is it Thursday?
It's Thursday, and we'll play at 8 because we have a 18 boys tournament and also an 18 girls tournament. So
great. That's a great chance for people to get out and see not only your team that I know is going to be in the, you know, a playoff contender and I think get deep into the playoffs, but your girls team has a bunch of athletes on it as well.
Oh, they're fun to watch. They do a great job. And the Kravick sisters, I mean, I don't know if they spend more time at home or in the gym. They do a great job. They go to practice. We have practice late. They're back in after that. Shooting, so yeah, they're fun to watch, and hopefully they have another real successful year as well.
Bobby, tell us how different this team is from last year's team. A lot of the same components, but are we attacking any differently? I mean, what's the MO when people sit down and watch University basketball this year?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different, and I don't know if it's any better or worse, but I thought, you know, when you're a high school coach, there's a way that you like to play, but you're given what you're given. So I thought last year with Alex and Angel and some of our Michael Wakeman, those kids, they were more of, we need to set up, see if we can get the ball inside. And this year we have shooters and we can get back to maybe playing a little bit faster and open up the game a little bit.
A little more like Bobby Irvin likes to play.
I love to play that way, but I also want to do, you know, if we would have tried that last year, we probably would have won about 3 games. But
sure,
if we would try what we did last year with these guys, we wouldn't probably be as successful either. So just trying to be run to the strength of the kids.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you have to do that as a coach. You have to figure out where your strong points are and go there. There's no doubt about it. Talk about your staff again. Of course, your son Tanner, who we're arguing here about who's the best shooter. I mean, I've been looking at games for 15, 16 years out here, and he is on my all shooting team. There's no doubt about it. Talk about Tanner, what he brings to the club as an assistant coach, and anybody else that will be on the bench with him.
No, we have two up, and then Coach Doss, the football coach, who's done a great job with
Casey
that program.
Doss.
Our freshman team with Santiago Ortiz. So those two do the freshman, and then I have Tanner with me. And he just, the knowledge that Tanner brings is off the charts. He's great with kids. He's a competitor, and just love having him there. It's fun to have him as a son and being able to coach with him.
Does Casey lose his voice after basketball games as well, Coach?
he's competitive, and that's what I like. He'll get the kids playing hard, and he'll do what he has.
Well, you know, Tanner showed such a high basketball IQ as a little kid. You know, I can watch him tagging along with you, watching his older brothers play. And he was just one of those guys that seemed to, that the game somewhat came natural to him, but just not playing wise. He was, you know, he was just a bright guy at a young age as far as knowing the game of basketball, despite that he's a Lakers fan.
Yeah, we just say he can't ever come over if the Lakers are on and they play the Nuggets. So he can stay at home that day, and we don't have to like him for a little while.
That's great stuff. I always said, man, that kid can shoot from the parking lot, and he sure can.
Clark, I got to tell some stories.
Let it rip.
Tanner would literally be in front of the bleachers at times and just walk in the gym and boom, let it fly, and it nothing but net.
Nope.
I mean, the guy can shoot it. I don't know who taught him that.
Not me.
Bobby, can you outshoot Tanner or no way?
Well, maybe when he was 4 or 5. But, no, not anymore.
No.
Yeah,
I don't even
Bobby,
try.
Come on now. Former hot shot regional winner, correct? Bobby Irvin.
Really?
Yeah,
Remember the Pepsi hot shot,
you
Clark?
Bet. You bet.
Show us what you got.
Yep.
You know, the 5-pointers, the 4-pointers, the 3-pointers.
Yes, terrific.
Bobby competed. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did you go to Kansas City?
I did. Yep.
Look at this. Look at the memory.
They didn't have anybody else in the competition. So
yeah. Hey, when you're one,
one person.
That's all right, Coach. We blew a 2-on-0 layup the other day. So.
Right on. Bobby, we know you're busy. Thanks for jumping on. We'll talk to Tanner next. We've got Desmond and Tate and Cannon coming up here in the back half of the show. So thank you so much. Can't wait to watch you guys on the court this year. Before we let you go, the last question, this Patriot League this year, where are you looking? Where are the strengths of the other teams yet?
Oh, like we've always said, until somebody beats Sterling, they're the top.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And they're going to be right there again this year. I think Brush is going to be there. Platte Valley's got off to a good start. Eaton's got off to a good start. So, I think it's open. I think you're just going to have to, like Coach Dick says, that top half's very heavy, so you got to go out and fight every night and see where you can end up.
Right on. Coach, thank you so much, and we'll check in with you soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
That was Bobby Irvin, the head basketball coach out at University High School. Boy, put those guys out there, Tate Chacon and company. This is going to be interesting. Where do they fall in the Patriot League this season? You've got to think Sterling and Resurrection Christian, Eaton are probably the teams to beat. University, you got to throw in there too, though. Should be fun. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Speaking of the Patriot League, Dean Grable. We caught up with Coach Grable from the Eaton Reds earlier this week. Let's come back with that interview when we return on the Preps Rewind here on a Saturday in Northern Colorado. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back to Preps Rewind here on a Saturday. Thank you again to Gould Parts, Alan Gould and his great staff down there in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street. Give them a call. Any part you need, they'll get it for you, and they'll do it quickly, 454-3355. Speaking of Eaton, Reds basketball coach Dean Grable. Well, we talked a little bit about the 2007 championship with Dean, but this is about this team this year with Zach Grable, his son, getting 23 points a game so far. Caught up with Coach Grable this week. Here's the interview. Dino, how are you this morning?
Doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Good, Coach.
Fantastic, man.
All
this,
right.
This is a pretty good start for you guys, right? Are you happy?
Yeah, we can't complain. I mean, 2-0 is better than 0-2.
you're great with numbers. I always know you're going to give me the best of answers. But, yeah, in my book, also 2-0 better than 0-2, no doubt about it. Talk about the first couple. I don't have Wiggins stats. I have stats for you guys, of course. But, man, I liked a couple of things I saw out of the Bayfield game, though. You guys forced 25 turnovers. That means you had to be getting down and dirty defensively. You out, mm-hmm. you out-rebounded them. You've shot over 50% both games. Talk about that. Talk about those numbers.
Yeah, they're good numbers. This is the, in the first two games, we always look at the four factors: shooting, turnovers, rebounds, and free throws. And you know, when you're winning those categories, you give yourself a good chance to win. So those numbers have been good. It's been a while since we've had more than a couple guys in double figures.
Sure.
We've had four in the last two games, which is good. I mean, that's what you want. You want to be able to score the ball. That's the name of the game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You look at, you talked about turnovers too. 13 turnovers, 12 turnovers, 25 total the first two games. 13 and 12 in a game, those are doable numbers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we look, as a team, our assist to turnover ratio is like 2.3,
yeah,
which is kind of unheard of. You know, we tell our point guards they want to try to get
fantastic.
The three.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, Coach, and you have a young team.
Yeah.
Overall.
Right.
We'll talk about a couple of guys. One guy that didn't have a lot of varsity experience, but I know the genes in this kid, Mitch Haythorn.
Right.
Boy, his dad was a great player.
Oh, he was a heck of a player. One of the best ever at Eaton, yeah.
One of the best ever went on at, which was then Southern Colorado, now CSU Pueblo. I'm not sure if he doesn't still hold some records down there, but how much has, number one, Mitch grown since his freshman year, and what are some of the things you've seen from him so far?
Oh, man, he physically, the maturity levels, he's already there. I mean, when he was younger, I coached, you know, obviously my boys, and Mitch was part of that and a couple other guys. But to see him grow over the last 4 or 5 years has been tremendous. But he's a solid player. He's very coachable, does what we ask him to do. And you know, I know he can shoot the ball. He's probably one of our better perimeter shooters.
Mitch getting 16.5 a game, 4 rebounds so far. Hard to go through this. Well, I mean, we're talking, and we talk to you, of course, Dean. There's one of the Grables. you got Scotty now at the next level. You've got you've got Zach and Will. Tell me the story here. I didn't know that Zach was going to be this kind of a player, and maybe Will can catch him. But
right.
I mean, I'm looking at the numbers for Zach so far off the hook: 23 points a game, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Growing up, was he? I mean, he had such a great group of sons that were great basketball players. But did you see this with Zach?
You know, as well as he's playing, probably not. But if you know, over my experience, when a coach is. You have a head coach and their kids, they're gym rats. They're always in the gym. I mean, ever since they could walk, they're touching a ball in their hand. But, you know, his size presents a lot of problems, I think, for other teams because he I think he's running our one most of the time. But any four guys on the floor at one time can run the one. So, you know, it's good to see Zach coming. I know Will's coming. He's leading our team in assists. And I don't know how he gets some of those rebounds, but he's rebounding the ball, Will is, and it's just a good combination. I think they play well together.
You talk about how do they get those rebounds, and then I look down the line and go look at Walker Martin.
Man.
Walker's just a great athlete. I mean, we all know that. We know what he does, of course, on the baseball field. And just got another gold ball in football as the quarterback. But that's the number I kind of circled. I said almost 11 boards a game to begin. He's 6'1". He knows how to get to the right place, and he is super athletic.
Well, it's very athletic. His hands are huge. Just his spring, he's a 2-foot jumper. I mean, he can jump off one as well. But just the explosiveness off the floor is unreal. We haven't seen that here in a long time. It's really nice to see. You know, I'm telling our guys last night, we need some carryover. I think we had about 8 dunks in practice.
Wow.
I'm like, we need it. Where's the carryover? You guys need to do it in the game.
Hey, and they will, Coach. You're going to be on that bench one time, and some kid's going to make a move that you think they're just going to lay it up, and all of a sudden it's going to be a dunk, and it's like the light bulb goes off.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, hey, you mentioned that, you know, a lot of your guys can play the one position, but what a luxury that is. You know, I've often said I'd rather have 5 point guards and 5 posts trying to,
know,
formulate a team. But you have not always played just racehorse, you know, but
no.
you liked somewhat with these guys to play at a little faster tempo. Is that correct?
Very correct, yeah. I mean, it's probably the game's evolved, Coach, as you know. I know when we, in 07, the last time we made a run, I mean, that was a pure half-court set team. These guys, we may have like four or five sets on dead ball possessions, but we're trying to get up and down. We're trying to play like you did at Rez, Coach.
Well, and you have that combination, you know. The reason we could play like that at Rez, because we had guys that could play the point, could play the two, play the three, but had enough energy and ability to go get some rebounds as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's you're exactly right. We want to get going and get a lot of possessions. We're getting close. Our goal is always to get 90. That's tough in high school, but we're about 68, I think, right now. So we're happy with that.
Talking with Dean Grable, the head basketball coach of the Eaton Reds. He sit at the number 10 spot right now in the early polls, which we know that doesn't mean much. But, Dino, when you look around the rest of the Patriot League this year, I mean, is it Sterling and Rez again? Is it the usual suspects?
I think so. And throw UH in there and Platte Valley. Yep. They're 4-0, you know. You know me, I don't really worry about other people. I think we'll beat ourselves long before anybody else does. But we just need to know who's the scorer for the other team and just try to do what we need to do.
Talk about defense. Who's your lockdown guy, Coach? Do you have one right now?
Well, I think with his length, obviously Walker probably. Zach with his length's very good. Jaden Stone's a good one. I mean, they're all pretty good on-ball defenders. We just got to get better at keeping it in front.
Well, you have some basketball heredity on your squad with Haythorne, with Stone. You know, people may not be familiar, but the Stones' grandpa, Gary, great coach at Central for many years. And he was kind of one of those spread you out, you know, take some clock off. But, you know, with his grandsons, I bet he's saying, boy, I like the way these guys push the ball and make plays.
Yeah,
but,
it's fun to watch.
Really,
I know that.
I mean, just such a good basketball mind, you know, that I'm sure has gone down to his grandsons.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we talk about athleticism, skill and competitiveness and IQ, and I think our teams, if you're better than other teams in those four categories, you got a good chance to win.
All right, Dino, know you're busy, man. Thanks for jumping on. We got Cameron Stewart coming up next, so we're going to talk to Walker and Zach here in just a little bit. So thanks for jumping on. Have a wonderful day, big man.
Yep, anytime. Appreciate it,
guys.
Keep
it going, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
How was Dean Grable, our good friend out at Eaton High School, of course, longtime coach out there. Wonder what that gym's going to look like when they move it down the road to the new high school. Hope it has that same old-fashioned flair that gym does now. That was Dean Grable, though. Thank you for Dean jumping on with us. When we come back, folks, we'll wrap up the show final segment. Brant Kenigy, the Platte Valley head coach, get a couple words from him when we return on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1. And 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the Rewind final segment for you on a Saturday here. Just kind of been going through some interviews during the week that we had with some of the best basketball coaches in the area out here. Brant Kenigy, second year at Platte Valley High School. Team's off to a great start. Here's the interview with Brant Kenigy. Brant, how are you, my friend?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. This is a nice little start for you guys. 4-0 start to begin, a couple of close games. Talk to us about how the team's looking in your eyes early in the season here.
Yeah, as you mentioned, 4-0. You know, I'd be honest in saying that it's pretty encouraging, especially that I don't think we've really played good basketball to this point. We've had a couple close games, and those are games that we didn't win last year.
Sure.
We weren't able to pull those out, so that's encouraging. We have some guys banged up. We've had 4 games in 6 days, and we'll end up having 6 games in 10 days.
Wow.
Got some injuries, got some sickness. We're trying to get to Christmas break right now.
Yeah, Coach, we were just talking that before we brought you on. Man, at Fort Collins, we've had so many sick kids. I mean, it's like a whole new a whole new week for us. That if we were to play a game tonight, we wouldn't have near the amount of kids we started last week. We have to play a game tomorrow, so I'm anxious to see just every day kind of who shows up to the gym for practice.
Yep, exactly. Definitely dealing with that right now.
Yeah, Brian, give me some good things so far. I mean, on the glass, how have you guys done? Turnovers per game, I mean, is that in the scope of where you want it to be? I mean, you look at 4-0, you get happy about that. But, yeah, dig a little deeper. What do you got so far?
Yeah, there definitely is a lot of bright things. You know, two of our best players from last year who are juniors this year, Zach Weinmeier and Max Zink, they've really stepped up and kind of taken over leadership roles, and especially off the court, but as well as on the court. I think they're both averaging right around 18 points a game, a lot of rebounds. But really, to me, what has stood out to this point is our depth and role players. We play 10 deep usually, and people like Cameron Mundell, he's a junior, 6'5", sophomore. Cody Rusink, Aaron Rios, a senior. Talon Short, a freshman. And we have a lot of guys, Braylon Edstrom, a sophomore, first-year starter, that are really just kind of embracing their roles, whether they're a defensive specialist. Devin, as you'll speak to, you won't speak to him, but he's our defensive specialist. I mean, we just have a lot of guys who are embracing different roles right now, and that's been really good to see.
Coach, what have you learned now being a head coach compared to what it was like being an assistant coach?
A ton. Man, I could probably speak forever on that. Really more the, I guess, the personal aspect of it and building the relationships. You know, everything you do embodies the culture that you're trying to build. And so really making sure that every one of your decisions is rooted in who you are, but also where you want this program to go. So really, really just having a conscious thought with everything you do, because everybody's or somebody is always watching.
And somebody always wants a little bit of your time, you know. I can feel that for you, that it is a change. And your organization of time, I'm sure, has changed from those days as an assistant.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, we're talking with Brian Kenigi, the head coach out at Platte Valley High School, off to a good 4-0 start. Tonight, Brian, you guys go to Yuma. This is, I mean, if you know basketball at all, you know Yuma always puts together a great program. They go deep into playoffs. 2A number 2 right now in the latest Chassa poll. Talk to us. What do you know about Yuma?
Yeah, very, very tough task tonight. You know, in watching film, I'd say that they're, I think you said they're number 2. I'd say they're the best in 2A, and they would probably give anybody in the state a run. They have one of the best half-court zone defenses that I've seen at their level. And so it's something that we've been working to work around. But, yeah, it'll be definitely a tough task and fun. And we'll see how things shake out.
And Yuma has one of the best home court advantage gyms in the state. That's not an easy place to play, but I know you'll have your guys prepared. Have you played in that gym before, Coach?
I have not, but looking at the film and stuff, it does look like it's a shorter court. So in practice this week, we kind of adjusted our half court line and little things like that to try to get ready for it. But it'll be an experience, and like you said, it looks like a great fun atmosphere and gym to play in.
Yeah, it is a great atmosphere, especially if they have that pep band going. They've had some great spirit in that gym in prior years, so be fun for your guys. You know, that kind of atmosphere is a lot of fun to go play at.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, Coach, taking a look at the players, you know, we talked about Max already, Max Sink getting 18 a game, Zach Wymura, who I thought every time I look at him, he's getting better. Who's improved the most? Where's the guy that you look at and go, wow, he is really on a great trajectory?
Man, a couple of them. Zach, for sure. Zach continues to get better. He split time as a starter, as a freshman. He was a second-team all-time or all-conference last year. And then this year, he's just elevated to the next level. His tremendous passion for the game, great talent. So he's really improved a lot. So I can't not mention him. Other than that, Cam Mundell, he's our 6'5 junior, you know, kind of raw, very, very athletic, really good rebounder. He affects the game on the defensive end. We find it's trouble not keeping him on the court. He has great post defense and, like I said, rebounding. So it's been a delight having him come along. And then Braylon Edstrom, he's a sophomore. He was a C team player last year.
Wow.
And he's starting varsity this year. So that just shows that you put in the work, you're going to work your way up the ladder, and that's what he's done. We have a couple of those guys this year that are getting time that were on the C team last year. And then lastly, I'll just mention Talon Short. Had no idea who he was. He's a freshman coming in, and he's getting a lot of minutes for us. So,
boy, it's nice to have a freshman surprise, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It definitely. Not right now. You know, as a freshman, not necessarily a pure scorer, but handles the ball well and is just tenacious on the defensive end.
Brian, I know you were the assistant and under Rolando Davila over there at Platte Valley a couple of years ago and before that. Who do you take from as coaches when you do your head coaching? And where did you play high school ball? Did you go to college and play as well? I mean, what's the Brian Kenigi story?
Sure, yeah. As far as who I take stuff from, I try to take something from everybody. You know, I think it was Abe Lincoln who said, "I've never met someone I haven't learned something from," good or bad. But I really look. I'm a Princeton style philosophy. I really look to those coaches, Coach Mooney over at Richmond, and things like that. That's kind of where I get my basketball stuff. But I really try to take something from everybody that I watch, whether that's practice, defense, offense, whatever it is, out of bounds plays. As far as where I'm from, I'm a native of Western Nebraska. Played at Potter Diggs High School, which is a small school in between Sydney and Kimball, so just northeast of us. After that, I went and played college ball at Ottawa University in Kansas, and had some health issues and injuries, and ended up playing 2 years there and transferring to Western State up in Gunnison, and did not continue playing, but got into coaching and started as a volunteer assistant in the junior high at Crested Butte, and then that worked into a full-time assistant in the high school there at Crested Butte, and then ended up for Coach Dove.
And, Coach, I'll tell you what, if you like the Princeton style, make it a point to try to go visit Joe Scott's practice down at the Air Force Academy.
Absolutely.
Guy does a great job.
Coach, I know you're busy, and when we want to get to the kids here, Zach Wymura, Max Zink, Aaron Rios, all going to come and jump up on the program in the next segment here. But, hey, good luck tonight as you guys go to Yuma. Eat it up out there. Let's see if we can get to 5-0, okay?
All righty, sounds great. Well, thank you so much for having us on.
All right, that was Coach Brian Kenigi's second year for the head coach out at Platte Valley High School. Man, this, if you're a Patriot League basketball fan, I'm telling you, buckle your seatbelts. It's going to be a great year, no doubt about it. Everybody out there, have a great Saturday. Stay warm, and we will talk to you guys next week. Clark and the coach gets going again at 11 a.m. on Monday. Hug your kids. Have a good one. I'm Clark Johnson. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.